Over the last month, the 54-vessel fleet has reported slow and spotty fishing for Bristol Bay Red King crab, a species that's already facing its lowest quota since the fishery was rationalized 14 years ago. Ethan Nichols is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A lot of boats had to scratch their way through the season. There were only one to two large schools of legal males that were reported to us from captains out on the ground, so the season was definitely a bit of a grind.
With 99% of the harvest landed, Nichols says the average number of crab caught in each pot is down 5 from last season, marking the lowest catch per unit effort since 2005. The average crab weight, however, continues to go up.
Last year it was 7.1 pounds. Right now we have a fishery average weight of 7.14 pounds. It's the highest average weight in the history of the fishery.
In the short term, big crab is good news for fishermen selling their catch, but it also bodes poorly for the future. Fish and Game biologist Miranda Westfall says it's a sign that the stock is aging, with very few young crab coming in.
We've been seeing, you know, sort of the same group of large legal males, not a lot of recruits coming into the fishery and not a lot of recruits to the stock in general.
That fishery data echoes trends seen in the annual stock survey for years, likely a result of warming water temperatures and other environmental stressors. Westfall says it could all come to a head very soon.
We've been on a downward trend for quite a while now. We would expect that trend to continue, especially with the extreme environmental conditions. So we would expect probably to have a closure next year, the following season.
The last time there was no Red King crab season was in 1994, when the closure of the multi-million dollar fishery had significant financial impacts for the fleet, processors, and port communities like on Alaska. Westfall says biologists will know more after the upcoming summer stock survey. For now, she says one boat is expected to harvest the remaining red crab quota in January, while the rest of the fleet gears up for snow crab season in the Bering Sea. The Apelio quota is up 23% this winter, thanks to a strong pulse of young crab that is expected to provide good fishing for a few seasons. But after that, there's not much evidence of more juveniles coming into the stock, and its long-term prospects look dicey. Also struggling is Bering Sea tanner crab. This winter, bear dye fishing is closed in both the eastern and western districts due to low abundance. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.